JP, would you mind briefly explaining how you got into this field and your career journey?
Yeah, I would describe my career journey as what some would call it unconventional or non-traditional. I was born and raised in Costa Rica, and I come from a family that where I was the first to attend college. So I never had an ex really an exposure or the desire to become a scientist until later in the high school. And at that time, what I wanted to become was an agronomist because I wanted to work in agriculture, which is for all of you who are listening, agriculture is after tourism, the main economical activity in Costa Rica. So I went to college, to the Universidad of Costa Rica, and obtained my bachelor's degree in agronomy. And my plan was to get out of college and go straight into the workforce. So after graduation, I actually started working as a fresh produce grower and growing and selling vegetables at a local farmer's market. And when I was finishing or at the end of my graduate school, I had the opportunity to participate in an exchange program between students from Iowa State University and Universidad de Costa Rica. And they came to visit my farm, or not my farm because we didn't own it, but the plots that we have where we were growing our vegetables. And when we were hosting those students and the professor from Iowa State University, I was trying to explain my experience and what we were doing, and what was unique of what we were trying to do at our farm was we were trying to implement integrated pest management strategies, trying to use the knowledge that we obtained from the classroom and from our courses, and trying to apply that into the production of the produce that we were growing. And during that visit, I had the opportunity to speak with a professor from Iowa State University who came to me and asked me if I have considered going to grad school. And at that time, I explained to him that I didn't know, I was not considered grad school. I didn't know what grad school was, and I didn't have the economical capacity to go to grad school, let alone go outside of the country. And he started explaining these ideas or these opportunities that there were for students like myself, international or national or domestic students, where you could obtain either scholarships or fellowships to pay for your graduate program while conducting research. So you become a research associate, and the work that you're doing on a research project, that becomes your thesis. And this sounds really almost like it's scripted or planned, but I can assure you that it was nothing like that. Back then, I didn't even speak English. He didn't speak very well Spanish. So somehow we were able to communicate in a very broken Spanglish. But what that conversation had an impact on myself was to introduce me to something that I have never considered and give me that motivation that perhaps he was seeing something in me. I still don't know, and I have asked him after many years later what it was that he saw in me that made him ask that question. And he said that there was not a one thing, it was just the whole package. But for myself, it gave me that motivation to start learning more about those opportunities. And that's how I ended up applying to Iowa State University, and I was able to get in, to be accepted. I completed my master's degree at Iowa State studying seed-borne diseases of soybean, which when I was thinking back in Costa Rica, what can I do with this degree? Because in Costa Rica, we don't grow soybeans. And my plan was to go to Iowa State, complete my master's, and then go back to Costa Rica. And then when I was in Iowa, one thing led to the other one. I had a wonderful experience there. I had a great mentor that later became a close friend of mine who encouraged me to continue my career and pursue my my PhD, and I had the opportunity to go to the University of Wisconsin-Madison, where I completed my PhD in plant pathology, this time studying human pathogens, foodborne pathogens like E. coli and Salmonella enterica that contaminate plants. So my PhD program was looking at how these bacterial pathogens colonize lettuce. After that, then I knew that with a PhD, I was more on the track of academic career. So then I was able to go to the University of Minnesota, and with the support of a postdoctoral fellowship from the National Science Foundation, I was able to do a postdoc and there studying soil microorganisms and how these microbial communities contribute to soil health. And then it was time for me after so many years in the university to start looking for jobs. And this opportunity came up. For me, it was very interesting because it allowed me to combine two of my passions, which are teaching and also doing research in close proximity with the industry. And that's what is so unique of this position here at CSUMB, because we have a great student body and is a very impactful, or the university has a great connections and impacts on the community, especially training underrepresented students. But also we have close connections with our agriculture industry in the Salinas Valley. So that was really a wonderful opportunity for me. And then I applied for the job and I got it.
That is a really interesting story. Thank you for sharing that, JP.